Okay, let's move on to a discussion of metastatic disease, but also still keeping adjuvant in mind. So we'd like Herb to talk a little bit about what we know about the efficacy and safety of bevacizumab, and particularly what the implications are for trials like C08, looking at bevacizumab in the adjuvant setting.
The first thing to remember, and I'm going to try to remind you that I think safety information needs to be interpreted not only by risk alone, but risk-benefit ratio, much like the issues related to cost. It's not cost alone, but it's cost-benefit. So the efficacy data of the pivotal study with irinotecan, 5-FU leucovorin, plus or minus bevacizumab, and as you're well aware, there's a significant survival benefit to this study with an improvement in the hazard ratio of death on study by a third. There is also consistency of effect with this endpoint with respect to improvements in progression-free survival and response rate. And those endpoints may be particularly clinically relevant, especially in some settings, particularly those patients who are borderline candidates for liver met resection, where downstaging may potentially allow curative resection. The data are consistent also in the first line setting with respect to efficacy across all platforms that have been looked at in colorectal cancer. In all settings, whether the background comparison is with 5-FU alone against IFL, in all settings, bevacizumab improves survival, and similar analyses show improvement with respect to other outcomes, including progression-free survival and response rate. Now, the issue is no longer whether or not there's improvement in all of these clinical benefits, but what the toxicity is and the tolerability, and in fact, how we need to learn to manage these. We need to remember that the background rate of grade 3-4 toxicity is about 75% with regular chemotherapy with the IFL regimen and is modestly increased with bevacizumab, mostly related to issues around hypertension. Studies leading to other major problems, bad enough to come off study, death, or 60-day all-cause mortality, were not increased with bevacizumab, a trend which is also seen in other studies as well. Chemotherapy-related side effects were not increased with the addition of bevacizumab. The other study which Dr. Hoekster led, and he'll go into more detail, is the TREE studies. TREE stands for three regimens to evaluate eloxetin. TREE 1 was without bevacizumab, and TREE 2 included bevacizumab. It's infusional versus bolus versus oral 5-FU as the main comparison, a modest size but a relatively important study. I'd like to focus mostly on the toxicity profiles. Briefly, this also confirms the trend for no increase in chemotherapy-related side effects with the addition of bevacizumab. Although the comparison is not TREE 1 versus TREE 2, the neuropathy rates are similar to those seen in the Giantonio study as well, are actually in part related to the time on treatment with oxaliplatin. Hypertension is the most common side effect with bevacizumab, but is readily manageable with standard monitoring and standard antihypertensive medications. Important but uncommon side effects include arteriothromboembolic events, GI perforation and altered wound healing, and rarely proteinuria and bleeding.